just what is the aim of a good life? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. The aim of a good life. Now, we can be very noble and we can say all sorts of beautiful, wonderful, uplifting things that the aim of a good life should be. But what really is the aim of a good life? We all aspire to have happy lives. We all aspire to live in harmony with ourselves and our world. We all aspire to have friends. We all aspire to live a good human life. And perhaps that might be the aim of a good life, to live a good human life. And the more we spend time on living a good human life and thinking about living a good human life, the more we find that there's an emptiness there. There's something missing in that good life that we're leading. The getting along with our neighbors and getting along with ourselves and making ourselves happy and adding things and objects to our life just doesn't seem to answer the real depth of our heart when it said the aim of a good life. To me, the aim of a good life is to be at peace within myself, to be sensitive within myself and think, hey, I enjoy me. I enjoy my own consciousness. I enjoy my own thinking time. I enjoy my own meditation time. I enjoy thinking about who and what I am. Now, not the profound, deep thoughts of where did I come from and who and what I am of that nature, but who and what I am as a divine being, as a lovely being, as a human being, as a being at all. Who and what I am. Why am I here? Am I here to live up to other people's standards of what I should be and what I should do? Or do I live up to the standard that I set for myself every day, a little different, every day a little more exciting, every day wonderful? The standard that I set for myself is a very definite standard and a very positive standard and a very important standard. The standard is, I like me. Now you say that's not a very deep, profound standard, but truly it is. How many times can you say of yourself that I like me? How many times can I say of myself that I like me? Do I think of my body, this temple of the living spirit, do I think of this body and say, wow, I've got a great body, I've got a wonderful body, I feel great, oh man, do I feel, oh man, I am so happy, I got the nicest house in the block, you know, I got the happiest block in the house on the block, I'm just wonderful. What's this house on the block been? Well, it's just a way of speaking, you know. You like your home? Oh yes. Do you like the people that are in your home? Oh yes. Are the people in your home always wonderful and always good? Well, they better well be. Because if the people in my home are not always good and beautiful and wonderful and friendly and kind and just great in every way, then I have not created them. Do I look at life and say, wow, it's great? Or do I look at life and notice a few things that I'd like to change? Well, forget that. I'm going to change them, but the thing is, I like it just the way it is, and I like it so much that I like it like in my new car. I got a new car, and this new car is so beautiful, it's so wonderful. It may just be a simple Ford, or it may be a Rolls Royce, it may be a Maserati, it may be something glorious, it may be something, but they're all glorious. It's my car, and I bring it home from the showroom. And I show it to the family, and I say, look at my new car. And they say, what are you so excited about that simple car? And I say, it's mine. It's wonderful. And then they look over, and they have just been eating popcorn or something like that, and they want to touch my car. I say, be careful. Don't put any spots on my car. Oh, what's the matter with you? Well, you know what's the matter with them. Every time we get something new, we want to protect it from getting dirty or getting used or getting anything. Well, all of my life, I treat my body as a new car. And I keep polishing my new car all the time. I keep polishing my life, my body. And I keep telling my body, oh, you're so wonderful. You're such a wonderful car. You're such a wonderful body. You're so wonderful. You're so wonderful. You're so wonderful. And the more I tell my body that it's wonderful, the more my body seems to respond to me as being wonderful. The more I tell my car, I love you, I love you, I don't compare it to anything else. That's a big issue. I don't compare my car to anybody else's because I like my car. That's why I chose it. I chose it just the way it is. Now, I keep polishing it, and it performs for me beautifully. It performs for me in every wonderful way. The aim of a good life is to have a good life. Is to have your life perform for you in a very beautiful way as it can. I have my life performed for me in a very beautiful way. Wherever I go, I meet wonderful people. Whatever I do, I have a good time doing it. Wherever I am at home. I am at peace. I am living the good life. Yes, I bless my good life too, continuously, as I do with my new car. I always take my handkerchief and wipe off any little speck of dust or any little thing that isn't perfect there. Any little thing that doesn't belong there, I wipe it off. I just dust it off. And people say, yeah, that's a new car. He'll do that for a while. Mm-hmm. All my life. All my life. I live the good life. The aim of a good life is to love it every single moment that you live it. To love your good life every single moment that you live it, to love everything that you do, everything that you say, every word that comes out of my mouth must be a word of love. It must be unconditional love. Every thought that goes through my mind, this beautiful mind that I keep taking every piece of dust away from it, like my new car, you know, and this beautiful mind of mine, I allow in it only beautiful thoughts, thoughts that are uplifting, thoughts that are the aim of a good life. Oh my, yes, I have a beautiful mind, I have a beautiful body, I have a beautiful life, I have a beautiful everything, 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 everything. And as I proclaim this every single moment, as I know this every single moment, then for me, my world is as wonderful as can be. The man who has the new car, he doesn't care what anybody else says. And he doesn't care that other people think, oh, you're so picky, you're so funny. You dust your car with your handkerchief every time you come out and look at it. You say, oh, you nice car. Well, every moment of our life, let us live it as though we have a new car. Live it as though we're treasuring that experience, treasuring that car, treasuring that life, treasuring those relationships, treasuring those friends, treasuring the body that we have, treasuring the mind that we have, and treasuring the thoughts that we put in our mind. And as we do this, we can be sure that we are following the aim that we have set for ourselves of living the good life. The good life is all about us. The good life is ever with us. The good life is our life always. And no one ever can take it away from us. No one can ever add to it. No one can ever improve it. No one can ever do anything about it, not even ourselves. All we can do is to live it and love it. Love it and live it and find all of the beautiful things that it is. Do we find the little nuances that we missed at some point along the way? Then we are really having our aim of a good life fulfilled. Let your life be as glorious as my life is, and I know it is, because as I look at you, I see you fabulous! I see you glorious! I see you wonderful! And people say to me, Herb, how come you sent Ingeborg out to get some wood for the fireplace? Because that's what Ingeborg loves to do. And any time I can find anything that Ingeborg loves to do, I have her do it. And she loves to do it. And anytime I can find anything that I like to do, I do it because I love to do it. And that's what life's all about. And that's all that it takes to have a happy life. The aim of a good life? To be myself and have fun and to say I like me as often as possible. And to find every reason in my existence why I can say it is good and very good. Have a lovely day and know that, oh, I love me. Oh, I love you. I created you in my world. Oh, I love life. Oh, I love everything. Yes, life is good. Have a good day. I love you. I love you. I love you.